say I'm gonna hit that X button so
Love
quickie.
Talk Radio.
I mean it. My first feeling it. Hello, this is Lisa. I'm from Lisa's Humane Life. I hope you can hear me. I'm here to discuss Dark Skynet, the artificial intelligence super quantum computer by NSA, CIA, and DARPA, the military Pentagon, and they have a genocidal agenda that's going on over Americans' skies. It's going on around the world. I researched this. The CIA and the NSA have been running human map terraining for a Wilcox, that's a General Wilcox, kill chain list, because they think we're useless eaters. Well, my research overwhelmingly shows, well, you know, number one, what kind of people would do this? You know, and the dark, what I think the darkness is that those in the past just couldn't quite, they struggled with knowing it's not flesh and blood. No, even the Gnostics made a mention of a possible computer. And I think this is pulled out every time. I've done enough research all the way around. And gang stalkers, that they call them, are controlled. They're AI entrained. I don't care who they are. I don't care where they're from, what they are. They are controlled. This AI computer is controlling over 7 billion brains. They actually did this tens of thousands, if not 100,000 plus years ago, with the pyramids and the ley lines. They did. And they actually didn't do it for a bad way. As a matter of fact, they showed their wireless technology, electric on the walls inside the pyramid. And they actually left a strong warning to the future that if this got into the wrong hands, it would be used against people for the wrong reasons. Well, doggone if it didn't. Now, what we're dealing with is, I don't, you know, other than getting, dragging them out of the underground dumps, I can't see how to fix this. I'm being honest. I can't. How do you fix it when they're all sealed underground? Military, all of them, the CIA, the NSA, any FBI that's worth anything, all of them are underground. Nobody's, senators, 85 of them plus signed on for this. Now you know why Feinstein is worth over half a billion, if not more. And her intel sure made sure of that, because you can tell there's something not quite right with her either. That must be why they got her propped up. We've got chemtrails everywhere for years, and that's been used as a medium for directed energy weapons. I've seen where they have sprayed over 600 different things over us, including lithium. I know that the nano sensors that they're shooting into to people, the payload can be chemical and or biological. It can be just about anything. And drones. There were over 30,000 more that they made us aware of. They never tell you the truth. In 2012 at midnight with a belligerence act. So if you're a TI and you were set up prior, they knew. This has been well planned out for decades. Now, there's not that many of them. And according to Veterans Today, PhD James Preston, who's been whistleblowing about gang stalking and targeted individuals for several years now, there's not that many of them. Matter of fact, he says there's only 20. His words, 20. There's 20? They had blacks whom were not rioting. I didn't see any riots, and I grew up around it. I seen none. And yes, from that point on, they hated white men. You know, I hate to say, I don't blame them. But this agenda has been going on for so long. You know, this just ought to separate everybody. And they are mind controlling everywhere. It's massive mind control going on. So people think it's their neighbors. I've witnessed this myself. They're being controlled. And I don't know what it is about TIs. I know how I got on this. I was set up by the NSA. Bind them and fry them for 9/11 truth. And that was right before I was supposed to go into a courtroom. And you know, they were eavesdropping on me. I tried to tell lawyers, but one was more sold out than the next. And the final one was really sold out. And they took him over and took the big law firm on the other side, who was right out of D.C. They were one of the top 10. So, boy, I was, and it all came to head then. And that's when I first started seeing gang stalkers. But this has actually been when others in front of me, before my husband was pronounced dead. I'm going to take callers, area code 610. Hello. You're going to have to introduce yourself. Can you hear me? Again, I'm going to ask one more time. If you don't say anything, I'm going to disconnect you, okay? Hello, I'm trying. Area code 610. I'm going to disconnect. I don't have time for trash. And that's what I consider shills. They are high treasonous traitors. They're no better than the ones they're taking money from. And all of them should be, just like Veterans Today says, strung out at a tree in public. And I could think of other things. They should have these weapons. They should be tortured like this. They should have UAVs on them. That's unmanned aerial vehicles. UASs. That's unmanned aerial satellites. They should be on these shills. I bet you'd be whimpering, then you wouldn't be so tough. Their computer needs, this AI system, Skynet, is a genocidal maniac. It's a genocidal maniac. And it is. That's what's putting thoughts in your head. It's coming in from the towers to the UAVs, and they're it's coming down, and it's AI controlled. It's a super quantum computer. Three of the objectives out of the no good U.S. military's joint targeting agenda is one, psychotronic you to death, mentally, emotionally. They're going to make sure you can't think straight, and they will hover over your room while shooting down at your house. No warnings, that's what you get. And I'm going to tell you, I don't care what they are or where they're at, but notice that they won't get you. I do understand they're got raping people. They're probably that's where these people's heads are, and their computer, because the computer is made by men. So it's no better than what the person or people are that are programming it. And if someone's reading it directives, and you know how they got it? Well, that person's probably just reading off a piece of paper, some codes. And then prior to that, and keep on going. Everybody's been... I forget the word, so that nobody really knows what the, and then the ones that do, when they whistleblow, guess what happens? Either they're killed, they're threatened all the way down to their grandchildren, or they end up on this list, and they program things into what is according to you. With me, it was the Bible and my grandmother, because another TI handed me a recorder. A digital recorder. He said, go out and sit quietly in the car, and I did. And I recorded. He took it home. He analyzed it, and he said, they keep sending the name of your grandmother. He didn't know anything about that. Can you imagine? My grandmother was run over by a car, almost decapitated. Do you understand? Well, I've seen a group of scientists out here talking. They're trying to figure out how to legally turn the damn thing off. Because they can't find anybody that'll let them. We're in a country that is gone. Now, I'm going to get something out here. The liberals, I was a liberal, so everybody knows. I was an independent thinker, conservative, and liberal. I don't think God's going to get mad at the gays any more than anyone else. I really don't. The Bible was written for control. So obviously we got a problem here with the big high elites that are at the top running this game show. However, they couldn't get away with it without hundreds of thousands of intel who helped put TIs on this. You see, your intelligence agencies are doing this, hiding behind secret societies, Freemasons, Skull and Bones. You know, these people stand around coffins and, you know, physically, you know, males, if you get my gist. Can you imagine? Bush Juniors all over the world raping girls. Leaders are offering children. Where in the hell's all these, out of all these intel, none of them were any good. They were all murderers from Iran's Contra, JFK. They killed Kennedy. Boy, he had it caught, right? I mean, that's hard to believe that there were no good ones. Unless they killed them all. And so when you got the biggest weapons around, and I looked on the military site the other day, they have one there that, you know, screw the poor. They need more weapon money. So not in my name, you hear? I donated my husband's medical records to the U.S. military to save lives in Iraq for free. I hope they were destroyed. I hope none of you survive either, because you're down here torturing your adversaries. Tell you, you called it right. You did 9/11. The Navy did 9/11. All of you, NORAD, NORTHCOM, all of you, Navy, NSA, CIA, FBI, you all did 9/11, goddamn yous. And then came after people like me. You did this. So I lost justice in a case for my husband. So fuck you all, you hear? Put that in your Bible and not in God's book of life so you can target people. Man, you're sick. Constantine wrote that Bible. You ought to look and see who wrote it, you fools. And you're Satan and Lucifer. You can go, every damn one of you can go to hell with your stupid, what are they called, rituals? How idiotic, man. You're a bunch of freaks.